from inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The Lovington City Commission voted in favor of 18 furloughs instead of salary cuts for its city employees at Thursday night's special meeting. The measure also hopefully will cut down on the debt that the city is currently experiencing. Lovington Mayor David Trujillo explained.
Balanced, it might not add to the pot that we're trying to replenish, but it does not create added debt.
City Finance Director Gary Lee Chapman reported that the city was drowning in debt.
We've been operating in a scenario where we were averaging in excess of a $200,000 deficit monthly. If everything stays consistent, we should be able to bring back money on a positive side, a potential of $300,000 of recouping on losses.
State Representative and soon-to-be State Senator of Lee County, David Gallegos, reports a new development regarding New Mexico public school students returning to the classrooms, and as they continue to champion a class action lawsuit, hoping their case to be heard before the U.S. Supreme Court.
We've had a group that is working alongside us, not me personally, but they did a Sandrock poll that showed how many people in the state want their kids back in school. And in that, it had the percentage of popularity, I would say, for the governor, and it's pretty low. But that information got started released. I was told that January 25th is the date that we can have schools open.
According to the New Mexico Department of Health, Chavez County remains in the red level 1 category. However, the coronavirus cases are dropping steadily, according to the state's gating criteria on Wednesday. Sadly, Lee County reported on Thursday 5 coronavirus-related deaths that, according to the state, a female in her 40s and a female in her 80s, both were hospitalized with underlying conditions, a male in his 70s, one in his 80s, and the other in his 90s, also died of the virus. All three had been hospitalized with underlying conditions. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.